Thank you for calling the Dial-Up Story Hotline. This is Beyond the Door by Philip K. Dick. That night at the dinner table, he brought it out and set it down beside her plate, her hand to her mouth. My God, what is it? She looked up at him, bright-eyed. Well, open it. Doris tore into the ribbon and the paper from the square package with her sharp nails, her bosom rising and falling. Larry stood, watching her as she lifted the lid. He lit a cigarette and leaned against the wall. A cuckoo clock, Doris cried. A real old cuckoo clock like my mother had. She turned the clock over and over. Just like my mother had, when Pete was still alive. Her eyes sparkled with tears. It's made in Germany, Larry said. After a moment, he added, Carl got it for me wholesale. He knows some guy in the clock business, otherwise I wouldn't have... He stopped. Doris made a funny little sound. I mean, otherwise I wouldn't have been able to afford it. He scowled. What's the matter with you? You got your clock, haven't you? Isn't that what you want? Doris sat holding onto the clock, her fingers pressed against the brown wood. Well, Larry said, what's the matter? He watched in amazement as she leapt up and ran from the room, still clutching the clock. He shook his head. Never satisfied. They're all that way. Never get enough. He sat down at the table and finished his meal. The cuckoo clock was not very large. It was handmade. However, and there was countless frets on it, little indentations and ornaments scored into the soft wood. Doris sat on her bed, drying her eyes and winding the clock. She set the hands by her wristwatch. Presently, she carefully moved the hands to 2:10. She carried the clock over to the dresser and propped it up. Then she sat waiting, her hands twisted together in her lap, waiting for the cuckoo to come out for the hour to strike. As she sat, she thought about Larry and what he had said, and what she had said too, for that matter. Not that she could be blamed for any of it. After all, she couldn't keep listening to him forever without defending herself. You had to blow your own trumpet in this world. She touched her handkerchief to her eyes suddenly. Why did he have to say that about getting it wholesale? Why did he have to spoil it all? If he felt that way, he needn't have got it for her in the first place. She clenched her fist. He was so mean, so damned mean. But she was glad of the little clock sitting there ticking to itself, with its funny grilled edges, and the door. Inside the door was the cuckoo, waiting to come out. Was he listening? His head cocked to one side, listening to hear the clock strike so that he would know when to come out? Did he sleep between the hours? Well, she would soon see him. She could ask him. And she would show the clock to Bob, and he would love it. Bob loved old things, even old stamps and buttons. He liked to go with her to the stores. Of course, it was a little awkward, but Larry had been saying at the office so much that it helped. If only Larry didn't call up sometimes, too. There was a whirr. The clock shuddered, and all at once the door opened. The cuckoo came out, sliding swiftly. He paused and looked around solemnly, scrutinizing her, the room, the furniture. It was the first time he had seen her, she realized, smiling to herself in pleasure. She stood up, coming towards him shyly. Go on, she said. I'm waiting. The cuckoo opened his bill, and whirred and chirped quickly, rhythmically. Then, after a moment of contemplation, he retired, and the door snapped shut. She was delighted. She clapped her hands and spun in a little circle. He was marvelous, perfect, and the way he looked around, studying her, sizing her up, he liked her. She was certain of it. And she, of course, loved him at once, completely. He was just what she had hoped would come out of that little door. Doris went to the clock. She bent over the little door, her lips close to the wood. Do you hear me? She whispered. I think you're the most wonderful cuckoo in the world. She paused, embarrassed. I hope you like it in here. Then she went downstairs, slowly, her head held high. Larry and the cuckoo clock really never got along well from the start. Doris said it was because he didn't wind it right, and it didn't like being only half wound all the time. Larry turned the job of winding over to her. The cuckoo came out every quarter hour, and ran the spring down without remorse, and someone had to be ever after it, winding it up again. Doris did her best, but she forgot a good deal of the time. Then Larry would throw his newspaper down with an elaborate, weary motion, and stand up. He would go into the dining room where the clock was mounted on the wall over the fireplace. He would take the clock down, making sure that he had his thumb over the little door. He would wind it up. Why do you put your thumb over the door? Doris asked once. You're supposed to. She raised an eyebrow. Are you sure? I wonder if it's that you don't want him to come out while you're standing so close. Why not? Maybe you're afraid of him. Larry laughed. He put the clock back on the wall and gingerly removed his thumb. When Doris wasn't looking, he examined his thumb. There was still a trace of a nick cut out of the soft part of it. Who or what had pecked him? One Saturday morning, when Larry was down at the office, working over some important special accounts, Bob Chambers came to the front porch and rang the bell. Doris was taking a quick shower. She dried herself and slipped into her robe. When she opened the door, Bob stepped inside, grinning. Hi, he said, looking around. It's okay. Larry's at the office. Fine. Bob gazed at her slim legs below the hem of her robe. How nice you look today. She laughed. Be careful. Maybe I shouldn't let you come in at all. That was Beyond the Door by Philip K. Dick. For previous Dial-A-Stories, visit the archive at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.